everybody. Welcome to Stag Shows. Bob?
Ah, yes. Darth Maul, my young apprentice. This is Darth Sidious.
Darth Sidious.
I've been working on my voice all weekend. What do you think?
It sounds like some kind of gay British guy.
I'm doing James Whale from Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, I got...
Ah, come here. Yeah.
Come here, come on, a boy.
This is Miles Tidal reporting.
A gay British man.
Yeah,
you sound like Ian McKellen or something. He's a gay British guy. So.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's gay.
You sure?
I read about it. I've never experienced it firsthand, but, you know. I think that's where that term firsthand came from, by the way.
Hey, now.
Oh, man.
Hey, now.
So, I guess we're getting some exposure at humor.com, which is good. So.
Yay!
I guess. We'll see.
Yeah.
It all proved to be. I haven't heard from the Cheese Rails guys, I didn't hear from you about this thing you were supposed to do last week.
I'm going to get around to that.
All right.
I'm going to get around to that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just like about 20 other things that you're going to get around to at the old household there, I'm sure.
Well, something more important has come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A boner? Did you get a boner?
Maybe.
Huh? Maybe. Maybe. I got a boner.
I have learned something.
Oh, really? What's that?
I have learned how to successively...
Let me... Successfully or successively?
Successfully.
Or you like... Now it's a gay British guy turned into Sylvester from Looney Tunes.
Certainly.
I am successively...
Suffering such a thing. I have learned how to successfully...
I'm a gay British cat!
Hey, whatever gets you going, all right? Whatever you're into.
Okay.
I have learned how to successfully steal gasoline from a gas station.
Oh, jeez.
And I had a lady tell me how to do it.
The attendant or something?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I did.
This is such...
I know.
Well, first of all, you fill up, and then you don't go in and pay.
Yeah, well, it's eventually, a little more complicated than that.
Eventually that catches up with you.
No, I found out how you do it.
All right, how do you do this?
Now, first of all...
Wait a minute. Wait, you don't pull the handle off and suck on the end of it until it comes out, do you?
You know, I think you're a little fixated with this whole James Whale thing.
You brought it up, Darth Sidious.
I think you've been watching Chuck and Buck too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I went to go get gas yesterday.
Uh-huh.
At this place I always go to. I don't know why. I'm just a creature of habit. I always go here.
It's for the nudie magazines. They have a good array of nudie magazines.
Besides that, though. But I got on one of the fire pumps, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty good-sized gas station.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the attendant announces that I have permission to use the pump.
Okay, pump away.
Yeah, pump four, ready to go.
Good to go. And you go, thank you, Darth Maul.
Ah, yes, my young apprentice. No, but, so, I go in to pay, I go, what was that all about? And this lady's like, well, we've had a lot of drive-offs.
Right, people drive off, yeah.
I mean, a lot, I guess.
Sure.
And this is what they're doing. Now, this is how to steal gas.
Okay.
You drive around to a large gas station like this one.
Okay, how many pumps you think they have? He's taking off his shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
I think, yeah, I'm cutting to 11 right now. Okay, so.
How many?
Probably about 16 pumps.
Okay, 16 pumps.
What you do?
Wow, okay.
You wait for like a big UPS truck to park up front.
Okay.
And block the view of the person, of the attendant.
All right, or you can arrange that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you park, like, parallel to this truck.
Okay.
So the attendant really can't see you. Their vision is blocked by the UPS truck.
Gotcha. I understand this.
Now, you hurry up and fill up your car as much as you want.
Okay.
before the UPS guy takes off, of course.
Now, how do you do this?
Well, you just, I don't know, it's like you're Mario Andretti or something. You just hurry up and do it, all right?
Okay.
But then, when you're done, you don't put the nozzle back in the holder. You just put it on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And you drive off.
Okay.
I found this out this week. I did not know that.
So basically, it still thinks it's on.
Yeah.
And so they don't really pay attention because it's not,
right.
Like, finish the transaction.
Right.
Okay. Then
you
what?
Drive off.
Then you drive off.
Yes. Now, I'm not recommending that you try this, Bob. I thought it was interesting.
Okay, it makes sense.
That this lady would tell me exactly how to do it.
Oh, she told you, we've had a lot of drivers off, and here's how they do it.
That's exactly what happened. She said, this is how you do it.
You look like an honest
bastard.
Maybe
I shouldn't have told you that.
You know a gay British man here in the States.
Ah, gas station attendant, my young apprentice.
I will take a hustler and, and this jawbreaker and pay for my gas.
Do you have any magazines from NAMBLA?
I don't. What's that?
You don't even know.
The American Gas Pumper Association? Or
yeah, National Association of Man, Boy, Love or something, yeah.
Oh.
NAMBLA.
A pamphlet you picked up on your adventures or what?
Yeah, at your mom's house, yeah.
Oh, please.
No, but isn't that weird this lady would tell me how to do it?
So then you lay it down on the ground, right?
It was kind of reminded me of Harry Potter, like there's this big character in Harry Potter, can't think of his name, but he tells Harry Potter all these secrets, and then afterwards he's like, oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
I thought maybe you're going to, like, you know, you do something, you know.
I haven't tried this yet.
What you have to do is you have to get, like, an old pennies card, and then you encode a piece of VHS tape and fix it on there really good so that you can slide it in and out of the pay at the pump, and then
yeah.
You put in a bogus number, and then, you know. Some kind of really intricate thing, but no, it's just, you know, you
next
lay it
week,
on the ground and run.
Next week I'm going to try to learn how to rob a bank.
Oh, really? Okay.
You think I can work that out?
I think you could probably work that out.
All right.
What you got to do is you got to get a UPS truck.
Yeah.
Pull up in the drive-thru.
Ah, my young apprentice.
Since they really don't pay attention to the lobby anymore because nobody wants to go in the goddamn bank.
Right.
As you know, you get some distraction, you know, in the UPS truck, and then everybody's looking at that, and you run in and take the money and then run out.
You think?
Yeah, don't sign the check. You go in to cash the check, but you don't sign it. And they're going to wait till you sign it, so they can't do anything. They're frozen. Oh, man. That's weird.
You know, I just try to, you know,
Did you take a candy bar like while you're standing there and say, well, what do you do about people who steal candy?
You know, the other week I was talking to a pharmacist and he's like, you know, you can eat dandelions if you want. I'm like, what?
Why do people have this need to divulge information to you?
I don't know. I have people that like just come forward with information, you know.
Are you emitting some kind of strange pheromone or something?
I don't know. I just start doing that voice. Ah, yes. Ah.
Oh, it's one of those Jedi mind tricks you're doing.
I don't know. I get all this weird crap. All these people come forward with you.
You walk up and you go, I have paid for my gas.
I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
And they probed me anally.
Yeah, I bet they did.
You know, I'm like, I don't need to know this, you know.
I bet you got a piece of quartz the size of a ham up your butt. Somehow that's, you're fine-tuning, you know, local radio waves to this piece of quartz in your colon.
Yeah.
Quartz in your colon, and you're able to, you know, anybody who's got any metal in their mouth, you'll be able to mind control them. Something like that. It's all by your steady stream of flagellants across quartz. Was that a fart? No, that was me paying for my gas.
Ah. Jedi mind trick.
You know, there's an easier way than just set the nozzle on the ground and run.
Run like hell.
You know, the other way to get free gas is to hose down the guy getting gas across the island from you and light him on fire. You light him on fire, and then you take off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so busy trying to put that poor bastard out, they don't even bother with you. That's one way.
I like to know how to do, like, a successful dine and dash as well.
Well, you should know how to do that. It happened at college all the time.
I didn't do that.
I know you didn't. You didn't do it, but other people did.
I knew people that did, but I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't do it.
Sure.
I just lived behind the diner.
Yeah.
I didn't do. I didn't. I think I ate there once, and I didn't pay for it. Somebody else did.
Uh huh. Your sugar daddy.
My sugar daddy. That's yeah. Right. I think his name was Darth Sidious or something.
Ah, Darth Maul.
Well, evidently, I moved, and so now I think I moved to Siberia, the way that everybody talks around the house here, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're just in Illinois now, right?
Right, I'm just in Illinois. But I put in this new thermostat. You know, it's programmable, so then, like, you can make the temperature go up and down without actually having to touch it.
Yeah.
And, over the weekend, well, my wife's been complaining about it since I put the damn thing up.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know how to deal with it. She doesn't know how to work it. And so I programmed it. And so, like, it's kind of like one of those deals where it's like, figure it out or you just got to deal with what's happening, you know?
I don't think they're that hard, are they?
No, I guess she just hasn't taken any time to do it. And then my mom shows up and the both of them, oh, it's so cold in here. Oh, and my mom's like, you have a blanket? So I finally kicked the heat up, and it's like, but the difference, I had it set on 68.
Yeah.
And I bumped it up to 70, and that made all the difference in the world. All of a sudden, it was like tropical paradise. Yeah. Everybody had on their shorts and half shirts.
Oh, that's a sight I don't want to see at your house, believe me.
And I don't see the difference, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know. Now, the house I used to live in had radiators. And, I mean, it was just god-awful hot in there all the time.
Right.
You'd set it for, like, 40, and it would, like, crank up, ding, 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 ding. These little things would be tacking and clanking. And
yeah.
It'd heat up real hot and then cool down, and all of a sudden it'd get really cold. And ding, 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 ding. It was like a carnival or something. I kind of like that, but I kind of miss that.
Oh,
but yeah, now I'm trying to save a few bucks, you know. And all I get is grief. Oh, it's awful cold in here.
Did your mommy get all hot?
What?
Did your mom get all hot or what?
After I turned it up? No, not really. It just wasn't as cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as cold. I'll keep the blanket, though. So, I just got grief all weekend. That's all I got.
Well, isn't 68 warm enough?
You know, I'm following the guidelines that a great statesman named Jimmy Carter put out there a long time ago. Well, everybody was still probably young and doesn't remember, 1976 or 77.
Yeah.
That, you know, 65 is warm enough for your house. So,
do you have one of those Jimmy Carter houses?
Yeah, the Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I just thought, you know, hey, there's no reason to be, like, you know,
hey,
tropical paradise around here.
Another pina colada, mommy? Yeah.
Another pina colada. No, but, I mean, it's just, you know, 60. I put it on 68, I thought, you know, I'd splurge a little.
Do you have a draft in there or what?
No, it's, you know, it does pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not drafty, really.
Huh. Everyone's just bitching about it.
Exactly.
Why?
Because they're cold.
Is it just the women or the men saying it, too?
My dad didn't say anything, but he did say, yeah, I think it's a little cold.
Oh.
But he wasn't, like, complaining. It was just when he was asked.
Because he's a man.
Yeah, he just take it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Cold, hot, whatever. And meanwhile, my little monkey daughter's running around without any clothes on, you know. I'm like, the kid, she's just, you know, I want to take my pants off. Everybody's like, it's cold, and here she is in a diaper.
Just like her dad.
Yeah, I'm like, she's not cold. It's not cold in here, she's not cold. We all got, like, you know, 5 quarts of blood. The kid's got, like, one.
Yeah.
She's not cold. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bunch of wimps.
You're not going to win.
Evidently not.
You're not going to win.
It's only a matter of time before the code is broken on the programmable thermostat. You know, if you push the button a couple times and then lay it down on the floor.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Ah, Bob's mother. I am not an idiot.
So, yeah, so much for saving money. You know, I try. I really try.
You know, you could save money if you go to the gas station, follow my advice.
Yeah, I might. You know, I'll think about that. It'll have to really be, you know, serendipity or something for the UPS to pull up and, you know, 5 guys doing beer bongs in the parking lot, and, you know.
Yeah.
And the blind man masturbating and all this stuff to come together, kind of like a Godfather movie at the end where they start killing people.